Your words were found, and I ate them, and your words became to me a joy and a delight of my heart, for I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. This is Shekinah, an encounter with God's love, power, and wisdom. And you're about to listen to Apostle Philip Cephas of Shekinah Network International. Stay tuned, because your life will be transformed by the words that you will hear.
Please also help me appreciate my biological parent here, my mom and my dad, Evangelist Cephas of Bia. Thank you so much for being around. Hope must also help me appreciate our own mother also, person of Martha Silas. She has always been a source of encouragement to many of us, and many of the mommy that are seated together with them. Also help me appreciate yourselves, please. This night, just in case you are a minister or a president of a fellowship, please, honor is always supposed to be given to whom honor is due. We have a place for you there. Don't sit there, congregation, except you insist. Let me appreciate all the workforce. They have done so much. It's not easy setting up a meeting like this, I assure you. Also, let me appreciate the choir. The choir did tremendously well. I tried to follow them with my voice. I couldn't survive. We are going to pass a night vigil. But we slept around 5 in the hotel, so it wasn't easy. But nevertheless, we will not stop praying. In fact, your prayer began when your voice is gone. That is where the grace of God is enabled for you to do the things you do. If you pray from the strength of your flesh, it means God is not involved. And until God is involved in your life, in the things you do, it's still a waste of time. Until God is involved in your giving, involved in your prayers, involved in your fasting, it will be an exercise in futility. We do not pray so that men can say we are praying men. We pray because we know that is the only way God can help us. I don't want to end the title a man that is a prayer warrior. I want to end the title a friend of God, one that walked with God and he was not, one upon whom God has helped. The reason why I pray is not because I love to pray. Prayer is one of the hardest things you can ever do in this earth. And the reason why we are praying is simply because we know that it's one of the only ways we can join our strength with the strength of God. Until a man pray, he can never be one with God, even if he's created in the image and in the likeness of God. Every carnal believer, drunkard, wayward person, herbalist, they are also created in the image and the likeness of God. The reason why they cannot give expression to that image and likeness is because, not just because they do not attend church service, but most times it's because their life does not have a testimony of the sufficiency of the help of God. And until God helps us sufficiently, we may never be able to thrive and advance. I believe that no matter how good a man is, he can never help himself. I believe that. I have tried so many times to help myself. The strength of my flesh is always strong. I realize there is a currency in heaven. The ability that comes by the enabling power of prayer. How that a normal, common man can be empowered by God. And he will act like God upon the face of the earth. These men were limited at all sides. But by the strength of prayer, they access a grace, they access a mercy, they access a wisdom and intelligence that grant them the ability to herald the move of God. Your life will always remain the way it is until God is introduced. The moment God is introduced, things begin to change. Everyone that thinks he knows you may know you in the flesh. Maybe a time that God has not encountered you. Allow God to encounter you and they should give you time. When God begin to work upon a man, God is a master builder. God is the best of the architect. He know how to ensure that your life is well orchestrated. Bible say he will sit upon the seat of a refiner fire, and he will purify us. There's a purification that comes by the enablement of the Lord. And until the Lord does this to a man's life, the man will still be fake forever. The reason many people will go to hell is not because they do not hear about God. It's because they reject the help of God. The reason why we cry every day for God to help us is because we know that until the emblem of God is upon our life, we are wasted in time. And if a man is wasted in time, is guaranteed to be wasted in eternity. When we cry for the grace of the Lord, it's because we know that there are certain things we cannot be able to do by ourselves. Everything a man do upon the face of the earth that grant unto him relevance in the spirit is by the enablement of the grace of the Lord. Your journey with God began because grace was introduced. All of us are a product of a grace we cannot buy. Never buy it. You don't buy grace in the market. You can't. There are things that money can never buy. One is the grace of God. I trust God within the few moments I have, I will do a meeting teaching for you, the grace of God. Then we pray. Please, anytime you are coming for Shekinah, always come with something you can write. It's very important. Don't assume that you can hear what I'm saying, because even me myself need to always listen to the messages and wonder, what did I really say? What is grace? Grace is the divine enablement of God upon the life of a believer. Grace is the supply of Christ Jesus to a believer. Grace is more like the supply of God to a man. It's more like when God supplies himself to a man. One of the only ways that God engineered us to become like him is when he supplies himself to us. That is why the Bible says, as we behold him, like in a mirror in a glass, we are transformed into that same image from glory to glory. And I understood that it is true that it was the intention of God for man to be created in his image and his likeness, but it is not true that man was in that. God made man good, but man was incomplete. That as long as man must be completed, God must continue to supply himself to man for man to look like him. So he left us with an understanding that only then that understand that there are somehow a project that looks good but is abandoned. This hall looks very good. Is that not true? But is it completed? No. It looks good but it's not completed. Even if we do some few things, you discover that even your house, there are things you can do to complete and perfect it. Everything you do will never be perfected. It will require God to keep on perfecting man. That's what the Bible says. Even at the end, I know you are saved, but say receiving the end of your salvation. Even the salvation of your soul. So the end of your faith, which is the journey in salvation, how God is saving a believer continually, the end of it is that your soul is still saved, because it's possible for your spirit to be saved and yet your soul is not saved. There are people that get born again today, give them 5 years, they are backslidden, and they know when they die they are going to hell, because their life is a deviation of everything that God is. What they are lacking is that yet they were good, but they are not complete. It will require the grace of God administered to a man continually to ensure that that man is perfected. Anytime you see a man you admire and you see the grace of the Lord in his life, you don't just say you celebrate grace. No. You see a man that has submitted himself to the crucible of the Spirit, to be pruned, to be chastised, to be rebuked, to be corrected by God. If you do the same, your life will have a beauty that men cannot be able to gainsay. If God make a man complete, we may never need him. So God ensure he puts certain level of inadequacy in you and I. As beautiful as a lady can be, as as handsome as a man can be, there are many things that look so petty in their life that will only require God to come with his own eraser to begin to clean it. And anyone that does not have a touch of the excellency of the architectural design patterns of God, his life may look good, but it's still incomplete. The reason why we need the grace of God is because we know there's an enabling power that comes by the Spirit of the Lord, that until the Lord supply himself to us, our prayer is a waste. Our fasting is a waste. What is the difference between your fasting and that of a Muslim? Your prayer and that of a Muslim. Some Muslim people pray more than any believers. The enabling power of the grace. How that we pray and God supply himself to us. If you pray and at the end of the prayer, grace is not supplied to you, there's a challenge. Because it will not take you too long, you will be tired and you will call God a liar. Men of old, we are not too careful enough in their seeking of God. They were foolish in it. Their foolishness was their ability to trust God wholeheartedly. If I perish, I perish. Now we are too careful and we are too calculative. Until God supply himself to you, it is a waste of time. It is through Christ Jesus that grace came to us. When we speak about grace, grace is the supply of Christ to us. Even the anointing of God works by the grace of God. A man anointed without the grace of God is still a waste of time. That's why when you meet a man, you don't say, I celebrate your anointing. You say, I celebrate the grace of God upon your life. Because there was a divine enablement of God upon the life of a person that makes him anointed. The anointing is the smearing, but grace is the agency of the smearing. When God wants to anoint a man, he anoints him with a measure of grace, a dimension of grace. So this is the fullness of Christ. We see the totality of God bodily, but you can carry certain measure of that grace. And as long as that grace is keep increasing in your life, the anointing keep on increasing, the influence keep on increasing, the power keep on increasing. In fact, if the grace of God is increasing in your life, you will pray more. But you are too good, yet things do not work. The grace of God is not there. And when the grace of God comes upon a man's life, favor is there, mercy is there, and grace is there. Till today, no appendix. You scan me now, you won't even see it. It doesn't exist. Not here again. See, let me tell you. By the grace of God, there are no things that cannot be changed in your life. I know people that they told them they have 5 days to live, 3 days to live. We prayed, the doctors died, they are still alive. Nothing that looks impossible with God, except God is not introduced. We are what we are by the grace of God. Ephesians 4:7. In the book of Ephesians 4:7, what we saw were there are diverse graces. The graces to men. The grace of God is what is supplied to men for men to do the work of God. There are three kinds of grace. Number one, the grace of God. There is the grace that God supplies upon a man. Also, there is also the grace upon a man's life. A man can be a carrier of the grace of God, that he himself become a carrier of grace. So there is the grace of God upon the life of God that made him an apostle to the Gentiles. There is the grace of God upon the life of Peter that make him an apostle to the Jews. There's also the grace of God upon a commission. Every ministry, every commission, every churches have a kind of grace that God supplies to them. That's why when you submit yourself to those commission, submit yourself to those institutions, you are built. As you journey with God to a time, God will give you a measure of grace that grace become part of your life. A grace can be upon a man's life, it can be upon a commission, and that is the utmost grace of God. I have always known that as long as the Lord show me mercy, he will cover my nakedness. As long as the Lord supply unto me grace, I'm telling the truth, the things that kill others cannot kill me. What killed James cannot kill Peter. It was the same error that took James, and they put his neck and they cut it. When he took Peter, he could not kill Peter. Didn't James have a calling in God? Is he not also an apostle? All the apostles were killed, but when they took John, John refused to die. The Bible said they put him in an oil. He became like Akara, and they turned him like this, they turned him like this. He refused to be fried. They took him and put him inside water. For 3 days, they tie a stone in his neck and they put so that the thing will take him deeper. He became like fish. Jesus came out and he began to breathe. Do you know they know that he's not dead? If not, they should have assumed he died. So they went and they check again. And they see, this man is still alive. They brought him out. They say, with this one, we can't kill him. All the apostles were apostles, but this one, there was something. The grace of God was there. And as Jesus cannot die, he cannot die. It's not that he's not dying. He's resurrecting every day. Because if the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he will quicken your mortal body. You don't know how many times we die. I die daily. The grace of God makes a man alive every day. So they tie his hand and they take him, they drag him to the island of Patmos. As they drag him, he was moving like a stone. No part of his body were stirring. Or you think they will carry him in a limousine to the island of Patmos and go and keep him? No, they will tie you, or they will give you a cross to put, and they will beat you as they are carrying you. When they tie him, they drag him, nothing happened to his body. They say, okay, every human being survived by food and water. Here, there is no food, there is no water. What they do not know is that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So when they banish John, every day the Lord is speaking to him every day. He's speaking to him every day. And as long as God is talking to John, John is living by the word of God. And one day, when he looks as though God has not spoken to him for long, he was about to die. And suddenly he was in the spirit. And God spoke again. See, today John have not died. But eventually he joined the cloud. Because he will never read that anybody killed him. There are people that men cannot kill them. It will require God to kill them. You can't kill a man that resurrects every day. When you finish killing him, he rises again. It's like Tom and Jerry. You know, Tom don't die. Jerry don't die. He will pull him, and he will use knife and kill him. Later you see him rise again. That one will use car and drive and mass him. And Tom will rise again. See, these people understand. Many years ago, I used to watch movie and we used to cry. How many of you used to watch movie and cry? When they kill the person, say, hey, he's just died. Another movie, you see another name. The Lambaster Man, and the person is still alive. I said, I thought this one died in the other movie. I never know that they have been lying to me. Since from them, I stopped watching those lies. I stopped watching. Are they Jesus? Grace is our benchmark for elevation. When God intends to elevate us in the spirit, he supply a new grace to us. The way your life is right now, what you need is another grace of God. When the grace of God comes again, you are elevated. When God wants to promote you in the spirit, he supply a grace. Grace is the benchmark for elevation. So you are a normal singer like everybody. When God wants to promote you, he anoints your lips with a new grace. And as you used to sing before, now you start singing. and people are healed, they are delivered. You yourself do not even understand. Grace is the benchmark for elevation. When God supply a new grace upon us, it's for a promotion in the spirit. When you sense a new grace in your life, know that God is about to advance you. There are seasons when you send the grace to fast in your life. Fast as I have spoken. Many of you who have insomnia, I have a solution for your insomnia. You're not able to sleep at night. Open the Bible and begin to read. Devil will force you to sleep. No, you have sleeping issue at night. Don't worry, carry the Bible and start reading. You will sleep by default. But devil will be very good. Even if there are mosquitoes in your room, you will sleep. But there is a grace that can come upon you in a season that you go outside with mosquitoes, you are awake, you are reading the scripture. You use thoughts, you are still reading. You lie down, you are still reading. You are lying, you are still reading. You carry your phone, you are still reading. Lecturer is in the class, you are still reading the Bible. Say, let me finish this chapter before you another chapter, another chapter, another chapter. Is a grace. There was a time in my life when I was reading the Bible everywhere I was, everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. Morning after the evening, morning after the evening. One season came, I was praying too much. I pray everywhere. Sometimes we just I try to control it, I cannot. It was a grace. That is not how people pray normally. You can't even do it religiously for long. Other times, you wake up and you do not eat food and you discover it's already 6 o'clock. And you never felt hungry. Normally, when you want to fast, the way you'll be seeing the time, you'll be checking. Boy, it's time for the move. There is no grace for you to fast. You are doing Ramadan. And God has stopped the sun. The sun is to go down. But when the grace is there, you don't even know when it's reached. And when grace is supplied, encounters are heard. Because anytime God supplies grace to a man, his eyes are open. His ears are open. He begins to see. He begins to hear. I wrote a book many years ago, Pathway to the Anointing. I dedicate a chapter to understanding the grace of God and embrace it. If you don't understand how the grace of God works in your life, you will be challenged. There are people that can pray. I'm not talking about all of us pray, but there are people that are really, there's a grace upon them, to really pray. You know, you can join into the grace, that's the truth. But there are people that have already entered into that grace. Whether in the flesh, they can pray for long. They will not be tired. Somebody asked me, how do we pray for long? I say, by the grace of God. He said, that means he doesn't have the grace. I say, you don't have now, but you can have it. Because the grace of God is for everybody. It's the supply of God to a man. When we begin to pray, we don't pray like men. We pray as gods. No one pray as a man. You begin as a man, you come into God. 1 Corinthians 15:9. Paul speaking, say, for I am the least of the apostles, and I am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain, but I labor more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace which was with me. Paul gave us a perfect understanding. That according to normal standard, he was not supposed to be even called an apostle. Why? Because he persecuted the church. He dealt with the church. But he said, because of the grace of the Lord supplied to him, he became what he is. But that grace was not in vain, in that the grace gave him the ability to labor. Yet, this labor, it was not him that was doing it. It was the grace of God in him that was doing the labor. Now the summary of, I believe, every genuine apostolic voice. Let's not lie to ourselves. We are not doing this thing. Me, I know. I don't know the things I'm doing. came with me from a meeting in Abuja. The way the power of God moved, I never really expected. We have been together talking. But when we switch the grace of God, we now realize that it's not you that is doing it. Yes, you study. Yes, you fast. Yes, you pray. Calm down. Even the study, even the fast, it was the grace of God that was making you do it. So why should you then boast? I get that, but what I'm saying now. Yes, you see people are healed, they are delivered. Until you cannot deliver anybody, it's God that does it. Captain Kuma always say, I don't know how to heal the sick. I have never healed anyone. It's Jesus, the Holy Spirit, that does it. This is the testimony. We don't know the things we do. As I'm talking to you right now, I don't know what God is doing to you individually. I can't assume I know. I don't. Even me, myself, as I'm talking to you right now, God is doing something to me I'm not aware of. Because there's a working is being within me. I do not know. Yet, he enabled me with the grace to labor more. Because truth be told, many of us are not qualified for the things we do. Why are you alive? I just came back to realize that one of our dear ladies just died. Right? I think you are aware of the lady. That she had genotype. Today, if your genotype is SS, I am angry with it. We must change it. In fact, if you are AS, I am changing it to AA. I was AS before. I have the certificate there in the house. My mom knows. I was AS. I fall sick almost every day. One day I went to the doctor and said, what's the problem? He said, your genotype, you are a carrier. AS means you are a carrier. Carrier of what? Every kind of sickness. I said, God forbid. I said, is there a better one? What's the opposite of carrier? I went to chapel. I began to pray. Father, I know you created me good but not complete, but I have come that you complete me. I am not as foolish as Adam. I will run away. Even if I have sinned, I return here. Help me. I said, give me a new blood type. Give. While I began to pray, my blood began to burn. Literally, it was burning. While I fed to the doctors, I said, check the blood again. He said, I will pay. That time was 300. I said, even 1,000, I will pay. Just check it. He checked. It didn't change to AA. He said, how did it happen? I said, I don't know how, but I know I pray. He gave me another report again. He said, my blood type. You know, you think blood is blood. It's not. Every blood is not blood. There is negative. There is negative B, positive A, positive B, but it is like mathematics, complex and intermittent. There is rhizos this, rhizos that. What? So you cannot just transfer any blood to anybody. You will kill the person. It's a suicide mission. I said, hey, what's my own? He said, my own is negative B. I said, negative. My life, negative. I said, is there a better option? He said, there is positive. I said, I'm coming. Another 1 hour. I return back to the God that created again. I don't believe God will give me anything that is wrong. Why will God look at me and decide to do me evil? Why? I believe even the devil was created perfect. The Bible said devil was perfect until iniquity was found in him. Give me that I'm obedient to an extent. Baba, why? Help me. While I pray, I felt something moving inside. I went to the doctor. I said, check. He said, for blood group, I will pray. I said, no problem. When he checked, it has changed to positive B. He said, how? I said, I don't know, but I pray. From then, I have been praying for people. Their own has been changing. Because anything God do for you is for you to do to others. If you have ever been sick of cancer and cancer disappeared, that same grace that healed cancer in you is still there to heal other people. If you have ever had asthma and asthma went, the grace that healed is inside of you. You can deposit it to others. If you have ever masturbated before, watched pornography before, now God has helped you. You can teach other people the same pattern and it will work for them. This is the reason why God helps people, so that you can help others. Suddenly they now diagnose me. They say there is something they call appendix. I was just on my own one day, my stomach began to swell up and I was not pregnant. And it was paining me. And I was seeing a movement and it was not a child. I eat food. I love food. I mean, all of you love food. Even the ones that think they don't love food. Look at their faces. They love food. As the stomach began to swell up, they say it was appendix. And they say if I'm not operated upon, my stomach will burst, boom, and I will die. I called my dad that time. I began to cry. I said, to Island, I'm going to die. No, when you know you are going to die, you start making some confession. You know, all this kind of confession. You are trying to live your holy life. You are trying to just, you are preparing to die. I realized that it's life in God. One day the Lord tell me, why are you preparing to die? Why can't you prepare to live? I said, yeah. My dad say I should come back home to be operated, so that even if I operate at home, I die with them. They bury me. Not that they carry dead body and bring a dead body home. It's a terrible thing to be bringing somebody home body as a dead body. Die. Some went as far as importing it from America. Come on. I said, no problem. I said, I will not be operated upon in Shika. Because that time, Shika, people used to die anyhow. Some hospitals, when you enter there, there are all kinds of occultic people. I said, okay. I went to the chapel. I said, let me pray and die. Pray. As I went, I hold my stomach. I was carrying Papa. The more I pray, the more the thing is healing. As if it just, boom, and I'll die. I told people, I said, if I die, I die. I don't know, say, if I die, I die. I was shouting the more praying, shouting the more. It was paining me. God, truly I know, faith will never deny the mountain. The mountain will be there. In fact, the storm is not even afraid that Jesus is in the boat. It was still shaking the boat. Until Jesus spoke and it calmed down. I was praying and shouting. And just when I was about to die, as I was about to die, suddenly my eyes was going like this. I saw an angel appear. In those kind of miraculous moments, the vision is so visible. Have you been delivered by the Lord before? My God, it's so instantaneous. The angel put his hand in my stomach and removed the appendix. And I saw him walk with it. Till today, if you give me sand, I will eat it. And nothing will happen. Till today, no appendix. If you scan me now, you won't even see it. It doesn't exist. Nothing again. See, let me tell you. By the grace of God, there are no things that cannot be changed in your life. I know people that they told them they have 5 days to live, 3 days to live. We prayed, the doctors die, they are still alive. Nothing that looks impossible with God, except God is not introduced. We are what we are by the grace of God. Ephesians 4:7. In the book of Ephesians 4:7, what we saw, where there are diverse graces, he gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be teachers, some to be these, for the perfection and the edification of the body. What he gave to men was graces. He gave graces to men. The grace of God is what is supplied to men for men to do the work of God. There are three kinds of grace. Number one, the grace of God. There is the grace that God supplies upon a man. Also, there is also the grace upon a man's life. A man can be a carrier of the grace of God, that he himself become a carrier of grace. So there's the grace of God upon the life of Paul, an apostle to the Gentile. There's the grace of God upon the life of Peter that make him an apostle to the Jews. There's also the grace of God upon a commission. Every ministry, every commission, every churches have a kind of grace that God supplies to them. That's why when you submit yourself to those commissions, submit yourself to those institutions, you are built. As you journey with God to a time, God will give you a measure of grace. That grace becomes part of your life. A grace can be upon a man's life, it can be upon a commission, and that is the utmost grace of God. Lastly, how to get the grace of God and to increase in the grace of God. 2 Peter 1:2, the Bible says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you toward the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. See, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that called us unto glory and virtue. Grace and peace in your life can be multiplied through what? The knowledge of God. How much of God do you know? As you begin to know more of God, grace is increased. As you begin to know more of God, peace is increased. As you begin to know more of God, certain character of God is increased. I didn't plan to be a preacher. As I was just knowing God, we discovered this is part of what I can talk. I'm a biochemist. Take me to the lab. I will surprise you. I have articles I have published as a scientist in all research. But the grace of God did not just see me as a scientist. He sent me forth as an apostle. The same way you may be my friend here is a mass media. The media communication. I mean mass communication. But the grace of God upon him is for him to. You can see the way he took us to those realms in the spirit. That has nothing to do with mass communication. Because he was not mass communicating anything here. Many of you are doctors writing lies, telling people lies. When the grace of God come upon you, will tell you, don't write a lie. Lay your hands and heal the sick. That's what they did not teach you for your 7 years, and yet they make you a doctor. Doctor of what? Confusion. One man, one of our elder, for Nathan, right? He went to this hospital. They say it's diabetes. This hospital, hypertension. This hospital, this hospital. When he joined all the results, he was confused. I realized the doctors were confused. So they gave him these drugs, they gave him that drug, the doctors, they are gone. Without the grace of God, you will backslide. You will backslide. I'm telling you the truth. Last scripture, then we rise and pray. Jude 1:24. He said, now, unto him that is able to keep us from falling, and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, the glory and majesty, dominion and power, now and forevermore. Amen. He said, now, unto him that is able to keep us from falling. This is the story of my life. Many people say, you will fall, but I say, you are not serious. Now, unto him that is able to keep me away from falling and to present me faultless, not with exceeding joy. To the only wise God. Now, you can accept the grace of God that will keep you away from falling. When others are falling, you will stand. Can you rise on your feet as we cry for the grace of the Lord and ask the Lord to help us? Time is fast spent. Don't be in the hurry. There will be bus that will take you back to the camp to inside town. I want us to pray in the next few minutes that we have. And just ask the Lord and say, Father, release your grace upon me. Release your grace upon me. The Bible said the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us to say no to every ungodly attitude, ungodly character, ungodly lust. The grace of God can preserve you from sinning. It can preserve you from being anything carnal. Ask the Lord for His grace. Ask the Lord for His grace. In the next few
Mama, I cry to you tonight. Mama, I cry to you tonight. Feel himself as crying that you help him tonight. Feel himself as crying that you help him tonight. Baba, I cry to you tonight. Baba, I cry to you tonight. Feel himself as crying, and that you help him tonight. Feel himself as crying, and that you help him tonight. Baba, I cry that you raise holy men tonight. Baba, I cry that you raise holy women tonight. Feel himself as crying that you raise holy men tonight. Feel himself as crying that you raise holy men tonight. You run my life, Holy Spirit, you run my life today. You run my life, Holy Spirit, you run my life. You run my life, Holy Spirit, you run my life. You run my life, Holy Spirit, you run my life. My life, Holy Spirit, you run my life. Hey, cry to the Lord. You run my life. Hey, Holy Spirit, you run my life. Hey, you run my life. Holy Spirit, you run my life. Baba, I cry. I cry to you tonight. Hush. Baba, I cry to you tonight. Oh, feel himself as crying that you help him tonight. Oh, feel himself as crying that you help him tonight. Baba, I cry. I cry to you tonight. Himself as crying that you help him tonight. If in himself as crying that you help him tonight. Baba, I cry to you tonight. Holy Spirit, I call and that you help me tonight. Feel himself as crying, hey, that you help him tonight. Hey. Feel himself as crying, that you help him tonight. Baba, I cry, if you don't help me, I will fail tonight. Holy Spirit, I cry, if you don't help me, I will fail tonight. Hey, I cry. That you help me tonight. I call you that you help me tonight. Hey, Baba, I call that you raise me tonight. Baba, I call raise me of glory tonight. Hey, feel himself as ask you that to help you tonight. If you lift up, ask you that to help you tonight. Baba, I cry to you tonight. Holy Spirit, I cry to you tonight. Oh, Philip, the first guy, and that you help me tonight. Oh, Philip, the first guy, that you help me tonight. Holy Spirit, the guy, that you lose, pray with me tonight. Holy Spirit, the guy, can you raise intercessors tonight? Holy Spirit, I call you, we need watchmen tonight. The glory of the Lord is coming upon you. Holy, I call you, we need watchmen tonight. Take them outside. Bye-bye, I call. Yes, I call to you tonight. Holy Spirit, I call you. Tonight, I will call you that is watchman tonight. Philip suffers for you, that will happen tonight. Oh, Philip suffers for you, that will happen tonight. Oh, this thing is a God, but you lost in the ancestors tonight. Oh, this thing is a God, can you raise payment tonight? Holy Spirit, I cry that you spill your men tonight. Wish. Hey, Jesus, I cry that you spill your men tonight. Baba, I cry. We need more apostles in the land. Holy Spirit, I cry. We need more prophets in the land. Hey, Baba, I ask you. Apostles for us tonight. Hey, Jesus, I call you, do his strong man tonight. Baba, I call to you tonight. Holy Spirit, I call to you tonight. Hey, Jesus, I call you, that is pay you men tonight. Holy Spirit, I call you, and that is pay you men tonight. Oh, you are my life. Holy Spirit, you are my life. Oh, you are my life. Holy Spirit, you are my life. You are my life. Holy Spirit, you are my life. You are my life. Holy Spirit, you are my life. You are my life. Man of God. Man of God. Come, we pray for them. Please come. Run down fast. We pray for them. We pray for them. Let's call the people and pray for them. No one will escape the atmosphere of the building. No one. No one. You know, while I move into the hall, the angel of the Lord came and began to walk and touch people. So I move. I just know some of you. But many of you, God is still working with you. We don't have time. I can't do many things. If you desire the glory of the Lord upon your life, now is the time.
You are my life.
will not have Shekinah against you next month. But I'm not sure whether you will not backslide before next month. If you desire a dimension of the glory of the Lord, now is the time to come to the front. If you are sick in your body, if you have any challenge, the solution is the presence and the power of the Lord. Whether I pray for you or I have not prayed for you, ushers, help me. Bring the people under the anointing also. But if you desire a dimension of the presence and the power, the manifested glory of the Lord, now is the time. Come to the front. I'm going to pray for you. Let me see that devil that will make you backslide.
Holy Spirit, you are my life. You are my life.
Next month, and ask God for forgiveness. No,
you are my life. Holy Spirit, you are my life. You are my life. Holy Spirit, you are my life. You are my life. Holy Spirit, you are my life.
Set us crying, got to help him tonight. Oh, Philip, set us crying, got to help him tonight. Holy Spirit, I cry, you help me tonight. Holy Spirit, I cry, can you help me tonight? Oh, Philip, I pass by you that you help him tonight. Oh, Philip, I pass by you that you help him tonight. Baba, I cry, can you raise amen tonight? Holy Spirit, I cry, can you raise intercessors tonight? Himself has crying, do his intercessors tonight. Oh, Philip, himself has crying, his watchmen tonight. Yeah. Baba nene neku, emu nene muna nene na mula na niye. Emu nene neku mene na mune ne, abu mene nene mula na mene. You need to possess of God. You need God to possess you. Emu nene muna na mene. Emu nene muna na niye. Emu nene muna na niye. The angels of the Lord are strengthening you. They are restoring your prayer grace. They are restoring your prayer. The anointing of the Lord is resting upon you. The Lord is ordaining you. He's sealing you. And numbering you again. The Lord is reclaiming you from that darkness. Calling you out from that pit. You will not backslide. You will not fail God. You will not. Today you see grace. Bye bye to that boyfriend. Bye bye to that girlfriend. You will not lie again. You will not steal again. I rebuke that spirit. You will not lose again. In this glory, in this Shekinah glory, I rebuke that spirit. Father, help them.
To Apostle Philip Cephas of Shekinah Network International, sent with a mandate to raise believers built up in prayer and tenacious faith. You can get our messages at www.philipsephers.com, and you can follow us online via our Facebook, Instagram, Telegram, and Twitter, all at Shekinah Network International. Remember, God